Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Okay, today's topic is called Using Your Higher Self to Make Your Life Better and Happier, and we're going to talk about ideas and innovations today. A lot of people, whether you are aware of it or not, it's funny that when we are patient or when we are cautious or when we do live our life and count to 10, you wonder what you're doing when you're sitting there thinking. You know, what you're really trying to do is you're trying to access a part of your multidimensional self, a higher part of your mind, an intuitive part of your mind that has a knowing and an understanding more than any living creature on this planet. And oftentimes, if you are sober and if you have clarity and if you have chakra control and if you meditate and if you pray and if you are a positive, loving, confident, caring person that is void of negativity and worry and anger and hostility and vengeance, which might be difficult to do, but if you can do it, then you'll be able to ground yourself and center yourself and put yourself at the center of all things, the center of all light, the center of the universe, because that's what you are, and access this computer bank, which is your mind, which contains a whole wealth of knowledge. And you wonder, if you, in case you do wonder, where genius comes from or where knowledge comes from or where creative works of art and sculptors and outstanding books that we read and the entire culture on this planet, guess what? It comes from people that have been able to access that higher part of themselves, and whether they know it or not, they're able to channel this information, which truly exists already in the universe. And a lot of us like to think that things on Earth are new and creative and different and original, but I'm sorry, you know, we're talking about eternity here, and we as limited beings really are living a record of eternity. And what we do here on Earth when we create and when we manifest things and when we invent things, what we're really doing is we are pulling from the eternal records, the Akashic records that lie in our higher selves, in our higher minds, and pulling ideas and innovations that already exist in the ether. You know, and maybe, you know, some of you might think that it's possible to create something new. I'm sorry, but we are literally dwarfed by the knowledge and the power and the creativity that exists in this universe. So if you access 0.00001% of what exists out there, then we end up with a pretty wild, exciting, adventurous planet. So when you take a look at some of the things that we see on this planet, like all the movies that have been out and all the books that have been published and all the comic books that have been written and all the storybooks and videos and whatever, you know, I believe that there, believe it or not, and this could be scary to some of you, that there is a source of truth. There is a fabric, a fiber of truth that is attached to each and every idea or innovation that becomes manifest in this dimension, which means even some of the horror stories, that's right, some of the stuff like aliens and the body snatchers and stuff like that, you know, somewhere along the lines in the history of this wild universe throughout the eternal ether, some of this stuff has been around. So you can definitely pull positive and negative elements depending where you are at. Now, isn't it funny that for those of us to have the gift to be able to access and channel this energy, this powerful sacred knowledge that exists in our higher self and actually in the computer banks of God, you can actually access the memory banks of all beings depending on how highly evolved and spiritual you really are. But isn't it funny that in order for you to qualify for that type of gift, you have to have such a vulnerable vehicle, you have to have such a sensitive vehicle in your body, as far as your astrology charge is concerned, that those of you that are born with the gift, for example, like having the Piscean energy, even though Piscean energy is a force that allows us to access this knowledge, it is also so vulnerable and sensitive that oftentimes as you're growing up or when you're being conditioned by your family, your friends, or in school or whatever, you reach a point in your life where things get a little tense and scary and you want to run. So, you know, those people with Pisces energy actually are people that can access this gift more than anyone else, but because they're so frightened of their sensitivity and their awareness, unfortunately, a lot of them cover up this energy and bottle it with drugs and alcohol and even sugar, salt, cigarettes, marijuana, whatever. So we find a lot of people that are super sensitives, people that would really access and be able to channel this gift and use these ideas and innovation to make their lives a lot more happier, a lot more comfortable, a lot more successful, bottle it up, close their chakras down, and shut off the transmission. See, like you need to have your chakras wide open to access this knowledge, and that means you have 7 energy centers in your body. You're sitting on one. There's one on your spleen. There's also one in your stomach, and then there's one right in your solar plexus, and then your throat, right on your forehead, and then on the top of your head. The most famous of these energy centers, also called chakras, C-H-A-K-R-A-S, is the third eye, which is right on your forehead, which is actually contact to the pineal gland, which is your psychic center. And the one on top of your head goes beyond that. It's also connected to the pineal gland. That's the God center. So one of those... The forehead chakra, is the one that connects us to our multidimensional self, and the one on top connects us to everything, to everybody. That's the God self. So, you know, actually what we find is we find people that have the polarity of Pisces, or the opposite of Pisces, which is Virgo in their charts, are the ones that are the worriers, and the ones that are the analyzers and the criticizers, that are the troubleshooters, and they are the ones that think and manifest and envision the negatives, you know, the Murphy's Law. And that kind of cuts off the psychic flow, shuts down the chakras, because the more open, positive, and confident, and spiritual, and Piscean you are, then the more of a receptacle you will be of this energy that comes from the higher realms. Whereas the Virgo force is real material. It's real, what we call left brain. It's totally conscious and material, and it's analytical, and it's more of a you know, let's see the guts of the situation. We're not interested in the spiritual flow. We're interested in the dirt of the matter here. So, you know, that Virgo polarity is pretty intense. See, we take a look at another water sign. The most psychic of the water signs next to Pisces is Scorpio. And I'm saying that you don't have to be a Pisces sun sign. You can have Pisces rising, Pisces moon, Pisces Venus or Mars, or Jupiter, and sometimes even Mercury, to be a receptacle or a channel or a sensitive, someone who would be more capable and qualified for receiving this gift, this innovation, this idea, this sacred knowledge that exists in the higher part of your being on the other side, in a higher realm of consciousness. Okay, so next step we go to is Scorpio, and the Scorpio energy is so mystical that it's really hard to put your finger on it and identify and figure out what it is. Scorpio energy is almost translucent and transdimensional, so many people that have Scorpio planets definitely are different, definitely are a lot more sensitive, and sometimes not only have chakra control, they have uncontrol of their chakra. Is where sometimes they can open and close at will, and you never know what's going to go in or come out. So we do find that people with the Pisces and the Scorpio energy in their chart, whether it's Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, or Jupiter, with the exception of Saturn, you know, having Saturn in the water signs, any of them, could be a problem, because Saturn is a restrictor, it's a contractor, so it will take away that psychic force. You know, it'll close down the chakras and force you to be more left brain or more material. Whereas the Pisces and the Scorpio energy, if undaunted and if clarified and if sobered, you know, sobered out and positive and confident, can allow you chakra control, meditative control, good trance control, and then allow you the flow. You know, it's funny that a lot of writers are not aware of this. They have that Pisces Scorpio energy in their charts, and they're not aware that when they do write, they usually center themselves without knowing it, put themselves in a calm environment, sometimes out in the woods or whatever, with their typewriters or their pens, and then they literally trance out without realizing it, and then they start writing, and that energy is channeled through them from the higher self. So a lot of the books and the music that we hear and the movies that we see and a lot of the creative sculptures and artwork that we see is literally information that has existed throughout eternity. So on planet Earth here, what we're really looking at in our creativity, in our fiction, in our nonfiction, in our science fiction, and in our biographies and everything, is a history of the universe. Isn't that incredible? We're actually, as human beings and channels and people that can serve as receptacles for this force of knowledge that exists. We're able to channel the history of some of the ideas that have been abounding throughout the history of the universe. It makes you wonder, you know, like some of the sports we've done, you know, this guy Doubleday channeled basketball or baseball, one or the other, right? Somebody channeled football a long time ago, and everybody said, yeah, that seems right. You know, we must have been playing that for centuries. That seems cool, you know. So we do find that you can really access that higher part of yourself and the sacred knowledge that does definitely exist when you gain more chakra control, when you do keep more of a confident and positive attitude, when you're able to live a lifestyle with more positive thinking, remove negative thinking, negative thought, Murphy's Law, troubleshooting type essence in your lifestyle, and see, recognizing if you have the Pisces planets, you could have the gift. If you have the Virgo polarity, that could shut it down. If you have the Scorpio planets, that'll give you the gift and make you more spiritual and psychic also. If you have the Taurus polarity, opposite Scorpio, it will shut that down, because Taurus is all material and money and power and greed and a lot of that. Although, you know, Virgo and Taurus are loving, caring, serving signs, but they are earth signs, so they are bound to earth, okay? Whereas Pisces and Scorpio are water signs, so they're interdimensional. Water is like another dimension, so that sort of like breaches a higher realm. Cancer is the other water sign, which also allows us to be sensitive and aware and more psychic and more in control with our chakras. So we do find that planets in Cancer, okay, Moon, Venus, Mars, Sun, Mercury rising, or Jupiter, also will accentuate your ability to be more aware, more psychic, more intuitive, and more capable of reaching higher levels of consciousness and higher levels of being able to access the sacred knowledge, the universal knowledge that exists in your higher self, in the God self, and in the Akashic records, which can allow you to rise up above it. You see, one thing that's interesting about this topic is that if you are able to be psychic, and if you are able to be intuitive and spiritual, and if you can access some of the sacred knowledge, then what does that mean? Well, it means that you might be able to publish a book, or write a screenplay, or write a song, you know, sing a song, or create a painting, something that people will look at or listen to, and they'll remember, because we are all eternal beings. What we're going through here is that we all have an endearment with the past, and whenever somebody writes a song and pulls it out of the ether somewhere, then we all sit there and listen to it and go, yeah, there's something about that beat or that melody or that rhythm. It's like, yeah, that's good, that's hot, you know. Or they read a book and they'll read a story or a myth or a fairy tale or something, and when they're done with it, they'll go like, whoa, that really was right. That was something I needed to hear. You might even hear something on my radio show during the topic, and I'll get done. You go, yeah, I knew that, but I needed to hear Farley say it. Well, what do you think I'm doing right now? I'm accessing this knowledge and letting you know ways that you can access it too. So, you know, we do find that having Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio in your chart, with the exception of Saturn and any of those signs, will accent your spiritual and psychic capabilities. So we do find that people that earn these elements, water elements, are people that somehow in their past have earned a psychic and spiritual gift of some kind, and that will allow them to access this sacred knowledge, and that way have a better understanding or an edge on the rest of us if they don't cover this energy up with negative thinking. And once again, isn't it funny, the polarity to the other water sign, Cancer, is Capricorn. So we do have the three earth signs in polarity to the three water signs, so you'll see the balance there, where the earth goes to strictly the material, the money, what the nail and the letterhead. The water is like emotions and feelings and chakras and spirit energy, and so far removed from the earth. Okay, now one other thing you should be aware of, because a lot of you might be looking at your charts right now and saying, gosh, Farley, I don't have much water in my chart. No Scorpio, no Pisces, and just Saturn and Cancer. Aha, there's an option here. There's what we call a wild card option that we can access here to understand these gifts. And that would be houses. That means that the houses that are ruled by the Piscean energy, the Scorpion energy, and the Cancer energy also qualify for this topic, which means that if you have planets, with the exception of Saturn, like I always say, if you have planets in the 12th house, that will also imitate, if not accentuate, the Piscean force. So even though I have no Pisces in my chart, I always tell people, well, I'm Mars-Neptune conjunct in the 12th, so I'm probably more of a Pisces than anybody and just as susceptible to crawling into my hole and becoming as self-destructive as possible, which is what history dictated in my life, in my early life, when I was really depressed. Right now I'm not, right? But anyway, 12th house planets will imitate that Piscean force. Now, 8th house planets will be just like Scorpio energy. So you could be an Aquarius sun sign with no water in your chart, have that Aquarius sun in the 8th house, and then be perhaps a Cancer rising, something like that, have 8th house Aquarius sun, and be just like a Scorpio, because your sun's in the 8th house, so you'll be accessing that Scorpio force that way, and then the Cancer force is accessed if you have any planets in the 4th house. Now, some of you out there would be extremely gifted. You know, we could call you potential sages or masters or clear channel mediums, people that could rise up and really radiate loving, caring truth and knowledge from the other side in a more clarified state than the rest of us, would be loaded with non-afflicted water and loaded with what we call non-afflicted endings houses. These are called endings houses. When you, the 4th, 8th, and 12th house are the endings houses, and these are the houses that imitate the water. In case you wondered, the 1st, the 5th, and the 9th house would be the life houses, okay? And that would be imitating fire, okay? So having planets in the 1st house, in the 5th house, or the 9th house would imitate the Aries energy in the 1st house, the Leo energy in the 5th house, and the Sag energy in the 9th house. The substance houses, which imitates the Earth, would be the 2nd house, the 6th house, and the 10th house. 2nd house, Taurus vibration. 6th house would be the Virgo vibration, and the 10th house would be the Capricorn vibration. Then the a life substance relationship houses would be the 3rd house, which is the Gemini vibration, the 7th house, which is the Libra vibration, and the 11th house, which is the Aquarius vibration. Those are the relationship houses. And then the endings houses, which are the psychic ones, would be, like I said, the 4th, 8th, and 12th houses. 4th house Cancer vibe, 8th house Scorpio vibe, and 12th house Pisces vibration. So we have, fire, earth, air, and water when we identify the elements. And we have life, substance, relationships, and endings when we identify the houses. So there you learned something called house quadruplicities today. It was life, fire, earth, air, and water are the sign quadruplicities, but life, substance, relationships, and endings are the house quadruplicities. Well, I'm really getting good. Maybe I should study more in this astrology stuff. Anyway, you think I got this all written down, right? Sure. Okay. So you know, the point here is that if you are, you know, most everybody has some water or some endings in their chart or a combination, okay? Like, I have a Scorpio moon and Venus in Cancer, so I have two water in my chart out of 11 possibilities, and then I have Mars and Neptune in the 12th in an endings house. So I have two planets in water and two planets in endings, so a possible a score of 4 out of a possible factor of about 20, because considering you have 10 planets in signs and 10 planets in houses, when you go over it, you could end up with a pretty big square. So, you know, I'm basically pretty psychic for a sober guy, 4 out of 20. See, that's almost 1/4, and I have big planets. They're important planets, like the moon, like Mars, like Venus, you know. See, like, if you have the personal planets, either sun, moon, even rising, okay, Venus or Mars, and sometimes Jupiter, then that's real psychic. See, like, if you're talking about somebody that has Pluto and Neptune and Uranus and Saturn, well, that Mercury, yeah, they're not near as sensitive. So as scores go, my score is weighted heavy as far as being a potential psychic or a channel or a sensitive, because I do have Moon in the water in Scorpio, Venus in the water in Cancer, and Mars in the 12th house, in the endings house, in Libra, conjunct Neptune, you know, which is also the Piscean Lord. So we know Farley's a major space cadet, and we've proven that before. So, like, and you can have fun with this. You know, obviously, if you're looking at your chart and you see you have Moon, Venus, and Mars in water and endings, then bingo, congratulations, you're psychic too. Now, everybody is psychic. If you listen to Lawrence L.A., everyone's psychic, you know. But the thing is that people are psychic or have this gift or earn this gift, this spiritual and the psychic potential, depending on what they do with their past lives. Now, what I have found out karmically in my research of reincarnation is that people earn their ability to access the higher realms in the Akashic Records depending on self-esteem, on pure self-esteem. So when you die in a lifetime and you truly have a solid, pure relationship with yourself, you know, that is not egocentric or conceited, but you're able to embrace the Spirit of God in which you reflect, then in your next lifetime you'll be able to come back with that much more accented water or endings in your chart, which will allow you to have that gift and channel the sacred knowledge that lies in the higher realm, so you can appear to be a superstar too and famous and all that. And that's what happens. You get a lot of these people like Howard Hughes or Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson or President Reagan or whatever, and you don't realize it, but they're channeling information from the other side that is allowing them to blow everybody else's minds and go, wow, we want that person as president. We want to buy that album. We want to buy that song. We want to watch that TV show. It makes you wonder what Roseanne's doing, right? What's she channeling? I don't know. But there's humor on the other side too, obviously, so we'll channel that too. But, like I say, all this, everything we have on planet Earth is like an eternal culture of a universe of experimentation, an eternity of an experimentation by trillions and trillions of beings that preceded us in this dimension. And we are those beings. Many of us have had hundreds, even thousands of past lives. Eternity's a long time. Some of you have had millions or billions of past lives. You've joined and divided soul cells with many other essences. When you get down to calling the truth, there is only one being. And in order to overcome the monotony of the eternity of this universe, this one being is a creative force that divides itself and creates all these separate terminals and elements of consciousness and creative force, so the monotony of eternity doesn't get to this conscious force, which is God. If you think about this one essence just sitting there with itself all alone for eternity, go, well, no, what should I do? Maybe I'll create a planet called Earth and give it a good and evil sort of balance there, see what happens there, So you think, God, maybe God's a little perverse once in a while. I guess that's possible. But anyway, this is an interesting topic, accessing the higher self so you can help make your life happier. And oftentimes, instead of calling me and asking me what you can do to improve your life, maybe you better sit down and ask yourself. You can access the knowledge that I access, then you'll probably be a lot more happier in the long run. And where does it all start? Where does it all start? How is it that Farley has come to this road? To be in front of a microphone, to be on LA radio, to have a radio show for 5 years, to be an astrologer? Well, you know how? Because I accessed all this knowledge from an eternal part of my soul. I did this on Atlantis. I had a radio show and a television show. In fact, I was a movie producer in Atlantis, and sort of like Cecil B. DeMille, if you want to know the truth, and somebody who really enjoys this stuff. And I accessed this stuff when I was going through my rebirth in the 70s and realized what my gift was. So I made use of that knowledge, stuff that I already knew. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. See? But you know what started it? It all started one day when I got my chart done. That's right. I got my astrology chart done. I sat down with a superior astrologer, and she said to me, well, you are a talented broadcaster and a talented teacher, and you'll be a talented metaphysician and astrologer, and you might like computers, and you put it all together, and bingo, it's astrological metaphysical radio. So I found out where my part in life was, and I accessed it. I accessed that knowledge in the higher realms, and it all started with an astrology chart. That's what the whole miracle behind this show is. I am hoping that when you get your chart and you read it, just like I did when I sat down with my astrologer back in the 70s, and I got nailed by her, which hopefully should nail you. Talk about self-realization. This life profile is a course in self-realization. Of course, you'll find out if you have the Pisces, the Scorpio, and Cancer in your chart to be the psychic you want to be. I hate to tell you this, but people that have Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer in their chart are also more prone to using drugs and alcohol. That's why it's tragic to know that we have all these heroin addicts addicts and crack freaks and dope smokers out there that are gifted individuals that are blowing it right now. So the drug, you know, the drug problem on this planet is really severe because it can help us, win the war of the spirit if we can turn these people around. So you better believe it's the forces of evil that are promoting, you know, this veil of consciousness on our youth and on people on this planet that are truly gifted masters. So that's very, very scary, isn't it? Makes you wonder.